Okay, we're up and recording. This afternoon, we're speaking to Tim Reinbot, superintendent of the MU Bradford Research Center. Tim, I understand that you have a new and unusual event coming up, something that maybe might be an interest to our listeners. Tell us about this Agricultural Technology Fair, if you will, please.
Well, this is our first ever one, and it really grew out of the need to really to get everybody on the same page of what's new in technology in the agricultural market. So what we've done is that we've got four different sessions that go everywhere from technology use in planting to sensors for fertilizer treatment to also the use of drones.
Well, and that use of drones, of course, that's something that we hear a lot about. So, and not just the drones, but all of it, will we be able to see hands-on experiment with some of this stuff, or what's your setup going to be like?
Yes, you will. We've got local vendors coming in. Several of the implement dealers will be here to have some of their latest technology that will be right what the speakers are talking about.
Very good. Well, and we don't always, those of us that aren't in the ag industry, don't always think about technology and ag going together, but it certainly does. So how much of a part does technology play in agricultural today?
You know, it's changing very, very quickly. What we were doing just 5 or 10 years ago, using very little new technology, now everything, autosteer is just standard, but now looking at how we have variable rate planters and make sure that we use them the correct way, to be more efficient with our fertilizer using the end sensors. That technology is changing rapidly.
Absolutely. Now, what about those farmers out there that are cattle farmers, livestock farmers? Are there going to be things there at this event for them as well?
Rob Kallenbach is going to be having some automated forage plant sensors that you can actually estimate, you know, how much is being grazed, and some new technology with that. So this is not only for the grain farmers, but also for the cattle producers.
Very cool. Okay, Tim, tell us when, where, and how people need to get registered or what process they need to go through.
Sure. This is at the Bradford Research Center. We're just east of Columbia, 6 miles on Rangeline Road. If you want to plug it into your GPS, it's 4968 South Rangeline Road. It starts at 9 and it goes to 5, and there's a registration of $25 that covers lunch. We're going to have some nice barbecue lunch there and other events.
Very good. And it is scheduled for Thursday, July 17th. Is
That's
that
right.
correct? Okay.
That's right.
Now, Tim, do they have to pre-register or can they register the morning of?
Well, if you could give us a phone call, even the morning of, it's 888-573-884-7945. That way we'll have plenty of lunch for everybody.
That sounds perfect. Anything else that you would like to add that we haven't covered today, Tim?
No, I believe we got it, but just remember there'll be lots of booths there for the folks to interact with.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Thank you, Tim, for your time this morning. We certainly